A country ham for Christmas. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Matt.
Tennessee Home and Farm Magazine. I always have things to enter, contests, photo contests, and things like that. And they had one for a country ham, so I thought, why not? Might win, and we did.
That's Sandra Baker of Sumner County, and she was excited to win a country ham for Christmas, but this wasn't just any country ham. This was judged as the grand champion country-style country ham at this year's Tennessee State Fair. And it and the champion packing-style ham were both sold at auction for $4,200 apiece, with those dollars going strictly to benefit Tennessee's FFA program. The Tennessee Farm Bureau, along with Farm Bureau Insurance and Farm Bureau Health Plans, purchased the country-style ham and decided to give it away in the Tennessee Home and Farm magazine. That's where Sandra Baker came in and was the lucky winner.
I have family coming in from Florida, and then my daughter lives in Pegram, Tennessee, and they'll be up here for the, we'll all be here for the weekend. It's going to be a good Christmas. We'll have country ham and biscuits.
Growing up on a farm, Sandra Baker says, like many, she remembers back to a time when curing a country ham was part of life.
After the first freeze, they'd kill hogs, and they would put them on top of the roof to cool out at night. The animals couldn't get to them on the tin roof. And then the next day, they would trim all the fat and put it in a great big cast iron pot over an open fire outside and render the lard. They would hang the shoulders and the hams in a smokehouse, and it sure did make some good eating. Yeah.
And I'm sure Sandra Baker will enjoy her grand champion country ham for Christmas. It was cured by David Key of Cross Plains. Hope all of you have a safe day. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.